From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting, an anti-Islamic coalition is expanded. Speaking to a summit Tuesday in New York on countering violent extremism, President Obama warned the fight against Islamic State will not be short or easy.
They've shown themselves to be resilient. They are very effective through social media and have been able to attract adherents, not just from the areas in which they operate, but in many of our own countries. There are going to be successes and there are going to be setbacks. This is not a conventional battle. This is a long-term campaign, not only against this particular network, but against its ideology.
Mr. Obama said more than 100 nations and institutions have answered the call as part of a global movement united behind a mission of destroying the extremist group. The U.S. leader said the struggle will not be confined to military and intelligence efforts, but must also tackle the political and economic conditions exploited by the IS group. Meanwhile, the U.S. announced Tuesday sanctions against 25 individuals and five groups connected to IS with an aim of disrupting the group's access to international financing. In Central African Republic, fresh sectarian violence was reported Tuesday, sparked by the death last week of a Muslim man in the capital, Bangui. Interim President Catherine Samba-Panza cut short her participation of the opening of the UN General Assembly session to return to the country and pleaded for calm. University student Daseni Ingbo Rosaline says he wants the army to be deployed and the departure of all international forces who he says do nothing to prevent the crisis. At least 36 people have been killed in the last several days. Tens of thousands have fled their homes, many taking refuge at French and UN bases. This is VOA News. Heavy fighting continued Wednesday in northern Afghanistan as the country's security forces tried to recapture the town of Kunduz from the Taliban. The UN assistance mission says the clashes have killed or wounded more than 100 civilians and forced thousands of others to flee. The army has been trying to send more troops in from the south, but Taliban roadblocks and landmines have blocked them. Meanwhile, U.S. warplanes carried out a pair of airstrikes Tuesday in support of the Afghan operation. Peter Cook is a U.S. defense spokesman.
The situation in Kunduz remains fluid, and we are continuing to follow the situation closely, but we have confidence in the Afghan National Security Forces. U.S. forces did conduct an airstrike on the outskirts of Kunduz earlier today in order to eliminate a threat to coalition and Afghan forces in the area. This was a force protection strike conducted by a fixed-wing manned aircraft.
A second strike overnight hit the area around the Kunduz airport, which was the site of heavy clashes late Tuesday. Insurgents overran the city Monday in a surprise multi-pronged offensive. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has promised a bombshell announcement when he addresses the UN General Assembly later Wednesday. The Palestinian leader has only said his speech will focus on the 1993 Oslo Accords reached with Israel and what he called Israeli violations, including settlement activity and the demolition of Palestinian buildings. Former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba went on trial Tuesday at the International Criminal Court for obstructing justice after allegedly trying to influence witnesses to achieve acquittal in his war crimes trial that's been underway since 2010. Fatou Bensouda is the ICC chief prosecutor.
We will demonstrate on the strength of our evidence how the accused engaged in a scheme to corruptly influence witnesses, to bribe them, to encourage or induce their false testimony, to coach their evidence illicitly, and to present that false evidence to a chamber of this court.
Bemba is accused of conspiring with others to coach witnesses and pay for favorable testimony. He's also been accused of orchestrating atrocities against civilians in 2002 when fighters of his movement for the liberation of Congo intervened in neighboring Central African Republic. An Indian court sentenced five people to death Wednesday for their role in the 2006 bombings of commuter trains in Mumbai that killed nearly 190 and wounded hundreds more. The court also sentenced seven others to life in prison in connection with the attacks. The world's leading industrial countries, along with Gulf states, have pledged to contribute nearly $2 billion to UN aid agencies to help with the world's worst migrant crisis that's affecting Europe since the end of the Second World War. The announcement came on Tuesday after a G7 meeting on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly session in New York. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.